With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Welcome to the Three Fat Truckers, episode 103.
Oh, she's doing it. Okay.
Released June 1st. Like us and share us on all the socials. We are commonly found on Facebook, TikTok. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. Email us your thoughts at show@3ftpodcast.org. Again, that email is show@3ftpodcast.org. I'm Malia, the girl co-host, introducing the guys you've all been waiting for. Here's the Three Fat Truckers.
Woo-hoo. Hey, everybody, I'm Bill. Joining me today is Dave and Steve. How's it going, guys?
Well, this is Dave, and I'm not joining nobody but Steve because he's the only one sitting next to
you. Guys look like you're joined at the hip.
And both of us being this size trying to join us together. Do you remember the movie like Flubber?
I remember.
Oh,
I just remember.
Flubber.
I hope you got good ventilation in that room. That's all I got.
Well, nobody is passing gas yet. So
The day is young.
Underneath that Three Fat Trucker sign, I need to put one of them banners that says wide load.
Wide load.
You do.
Yeah,
that's good.
Stickers like that too, though.
Yeah, we got to get right below that says wide load because we're crammed in here tight in this little spot.
Well, I had a nice one. Hold on, what's the temperature out there? Right
hey,
now?
we got a show on the road. We got a fat trucker in Mobile this week, so he come up to visit me, and I'm about into the new studio yet. We're not there.
It was a balmy 50 degrees on the way here on the motorcycle.
Yesterday, right? Not this morning.
No, this morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what was the wind chill?
About 80 mile an hour. I mean, I was saying something earlier. There was a DOT already at 6 o'clock in the morning on 30 with a pickup and a construction trailer pulled over already.
Ain't that some chicken shit?
At 6 o'clock on a Saturday, dude.
That's all I see anymore are trucks and stuff pulled over anymore.
Well,
I'm seeing them pull over more pickups and stuff like that here lately because that stuff is shoddy.
The hot shots, yeah.
Well, no, just like a construction guy that's got his skid loader on his trailer. Mm-hmm. They don't chain them down. They just put them on there and go. You know? Yeah. And I see them getting more of them here lately than anything.
My roommate in college was a state trooper, and he used to tell me that was his favorite thing because they never had the right insurance, or they never had the right tie down, or they never had the right.
Or they got a 7,000 pound license plate on a one ton.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
What's the one?
14.
14. Yeah. And they're pulling 20,000 on a trailer behind them with no brakes hooked up.
Yeah, exactly. Found a lot of drugs, he said, doing that.
The best ones is the guys that are hauling the Yoder Toters, the Amish, and they'll have lumber just laying on a trailer behind them, not strapped down or nothing. And you'll see them smash the brakes in town, and that shit goes flying everywhere.
Tie down your loads, folks.
Yep.
Shouldn't have to tell you this stuff.
Do you tie down your loads, Bill?
My load is tied down right now, baby.
Is your bucket tied down? Ready to go?
My load usually scatters across the belly when I'm done.
He's at the hotel, Bill, and he just does a gator roll in the sheets. And
that's right.
He means his belly, by the way.
My belly, yeah. Too old to have anybody else. Well, you thought I was going to have anybody help? Come on, I'm the only one that knows how to do that right.
like I said, the guy's sitting in the whorehouse, and the girl comes in, and he's sitting there rubbing one out. She says, "What are you doing?" He says, "You're not getting the easy one."
Tell that one to your pastor friends, Dave.
Oh, my.
They know it's
they
true.
Hear it. They know it's they true. They still get on there, yeah.
All right. Well, episode 103. Anybody else surprised we're still – I about said still alive.
Yeah, that too.
I'm amazed by that too.
I am.
There was a COVID scare, remember?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, Dave. This whole thing was kind of born out of some of that COVID shit, I think.
No, it was before that.
No, well, we were after it. COVID's almost 4 years ago. We're on our third year.
It was like 5 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're right.
And I don't care. COVID.
Ain't in all that damn old foreign virus.
I didn't follow the rules then, and I'm not going to follow the rules if it comes back around.
The only thing COVID did was screw up my pizza, because pizza does not taste the same. No, I just can't eat. It's just not the same.
Oh, yeah, you lost taste and stuff.
Yeah, I lost smell and taste.
I enjoyed wearing the mask because I thought everybody was being a pussy for not wearing the mask.
You can get me on my feet. Yeah.
The thing is,
that's funny because I honestly think the complete opposite.
The thin piece of paper is going to stop
everything.
I ate
chocolate bars standing in the grocery store.
But you had more people complaining about wearing my. I can't wear a mask.
Hey, all you got to do is look 10 years, 15 years previous to that over at China, and they all have been wearing masks.
Yeah, they've had a culture.
They had the bird flu and all the other things like that, and they just, it was a normal thing for them to wear masks.
Those people are living stacked up on each other.
Nope, I didn't wear the mask, but I also didn't whine and complain about it. I just didn't wear it. I was the one that walked into the store.
Well, it was
ma'am, put your mask on.
It was
all the security cats try to chase me down.
No, you put yours on. I'll give it to you. Come on.
I say no, thank you, and I just keep walking. And Porter's like, "How far do you think they're going to follow us?" I'm like, "I don't know. We'll see." But so usually turn around, but I
noticed you had the most of the people that didn't wear the mask was most of that. And be honest, it's because we don't like being told what to do.
It's because of all the germs and nastiness that's attached to the mask. Like,
no,
I'm in the cleaning industry and I took OSHA certified training. And it's just wrong.
Are going to stop stuff from getting in.
I hear you.
No, it's not. And it was we were doing what was wrong and incorrect. We shouldn't have been wearing the mask.
So surgeons in surgery shouldn't wear it because it's just a piece of paper.
That's a completely different situation. You're not taking that
mask. You're not buying those style masks.
Real quick, Steve, you're not taking that mask and hanging it on your car and then putting it here, putting it there, then strapping it to your face. Like, I clean buildings.
No, you
can
put it to the washing machine.
Well, no, I can't tell you how many masks were just hanging with makeup on them and all this other stuff. And it's And that's not what surgeons do. They don't put the mask on, take it home, and bring it back. And if they do, well, don't operate on me.
And they're not.
You know, I don't want your wife's lipstick.
And you're not buying surgeon certified mask either. You're buying the shit at Rule King for 99 cents for a pack of 200.
So, what used to get me was the people that would wear them when they're by themselves driving in the car,
or on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. And they still do. Or outside mowing the lawn.
Look in the car beside you, and there's a lady like with a mask on, and she's the only one in the car.
If you're still doing that, I don't want you to think I'm making fun of you a little bit. You to think I'm making fun of you a lot.
They still do it. I mean,
you look like an idiot. I ain't got to tell me nothing. You go on ahead and die of that coronavirus, then I'll be all right.
It amazes me as they got their mask on and pull it down, take a drag off their cigarette, and blow it back out.
Exactly.
Love it. Yeah.
No, that's the oxygen mask.
No, that's one where they got a hole in the mask that could cigarette through it.
Mask on. Cigarette hanging out of the mask. No,
I don't want to go back to the mask days. I'll tell you that. It was just disgusting.
You just do what you're told.
So, who wants to read our fantastic news story? I want something completely different.
Sometimes, Bill, just not when it comes to masks.
Ooh. Oh, well, there goes my attention span.
There you go. Just play with it. It'll come
back.
It was
this big to start with. So.
Just play with it. It'll come back. Hey.
That's not true, Steve. We've already established the sticker doesn't fit. So, yeah, go a little bigger than that.
I said attention span.
I keep rubbing it.
I gotta rub it. Who else is gonna do it? Oh yeah, we do have a little news here. Thanks to
I got a couple of big stickers, Bill.
Yeah, I got a stack of those.
Now that's too big.
I saved those.
He's in the middle.
Just right.
You have all this information.
Where's them?
Where's
them husband size stickers, Dave?
Oh, Steve's got them.
Of course he does. The guy with the motorcycle. Always the guy with the fucking motorcycle. You know how many women I've lost to a guy with a motorcycle?
I'll give you a ride.
All of them?
I'll give you a
pretty
ride.
Pretty much.
You're riding bitch, I'm going to tell you right now.
Hey, if I'm riding
bitch. And you got to face the other way because there's no nut to butt.
As long as I get a reach around, I don't care how we ride.
Well, I wouldn't be riding with Dave after he talks about stomach loads. It's like,
hey, you're
as
in
long
back.
As you don't
you're
get in front
not
of
let
me.
Him in back or in front.
All right, so what do we got?
We might have a rear load.
You know, there was a joke. You
can't edge forward here.
You know, there was a joke about all those celebrities that.
And Dave forgot it already.
No, we're getting in trouble for and doing the big comeback after COVID and all that. And the guy stands up and said, "Yeah, I seen Chloe from what are they? The people that
Kardashians.
Don't do the Kardashians. Chloe, yeah, her big comeback."
I really feel bad about
he's
myself.
Funny repeating stuff,
that I knew
he, like,
who he was talking about. I feel
he's
real
the worst at repeating anything. They're going,
Chloe's big comeback, you know, and everybody's going, she didn't get canceled or not. And he says, I watched the video. They came on her back. So.
We need to do one of those, like, you know, you whisper something in someone's ear and then say it to the next. We need to just all, yeah, but we all need to just listen to the same audio thing and then repeat what we say and see how messed up Dave's
that would be goes. Fun.
Dave's would come out totally wrong.
Or be the only one right.
No.
It would sound right in Dave's head.
Because he couldn't get, hey, Bill, couldn't what was get the that name magic, of the magic
Superman
kick
episode
down.
Where it was it Bizarro World or something? Was that what it was?
Oh,
where everything was opposite.
Oh man, I do vaguely remember what you're talking about.
That's
yeah,
part of what that was.
We've worked way too many years together. You kind of can see, you know, I don't know why I look at you. I just look.
Wow,
at
you guys head. Look like you work.
I see you right there on the screen. Yeah. I don't know why I keep looking at you when you're talking.
And we're that that on. Situation.
All three of us are on top of her. This
yeah,
time.
Even though Steve has a blue wall. And Dave has a white wall. It's like you're split they're there. Sitting next to each other.
That right there is what I tried to avoid when Steve would come to my house. That situation right there where
well,
I'm
there's
sitting.
No room at your desk over there, dude.
Well, the funny part
you
about
didn't
it
like
is
me sitting yeah, on your
by
lap
design.
You didn't like me sitting in your lap last time.
No, dude. No, that wasn't good.
You don't like anyone sitting in your lap either.
I kept jumping up and down going, come on, Daddy, come on.
I don't think this chair is rated for my weight, let alone the two of us together.
I'm only a 185.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Leg. What? A leg.
We must, that must be
more than that, probably.
Metric fat ass weight. what do we got here? Oklahoma
yeah,
Highway.
Yeah, when you tell DOT on that one. Be like.
Oklahoma Highway Patrol shares video of 1.1 million pound turbine heavy haul. And this is by CDL Life.
That's
thanks,
a
Ashley.
A lot of tires.
Oh, yeah. Show notes linked in the description. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol recently shared video of, quote, one of the heaviest loads ever escorted by their troopers, a turbine weighing more than 1 million pounds. The video shared on May 28th shows OHP Troop S officers escorting a 1.1 million pound turbine from Perry to a new power plant west of Stillwater. It's one of the heaviest loads ever escorted by our troopers. Their main function during the transport is making sure the motoring public is aware of what's happening. Yeah, they're aware of what's happening and ensuring their safety by directing them where to go as the oversized load passes. It was a successful transport spanning 2 days this week, and the load made it safely to its destination without any incidents, OHP said. And there's a picture here.
For our yeah, YouTube, we'll go ahead. It's not a great video, but we'll go ahead and bring this up and share it. It's, you can just see it. Amazes me. It only has one truck in the front and two in the back. For a million, you'd think it'd have a little more trucks.
Yeah, I've seen them where they got three or four
in the front.
Well, four in the front, side by side.
Yeah.
And then like three in the back.
Looks like it's going downhill.
Let's see the monster that's pulling this load.
It looks like a harvester.
Ah.
Probably. It's the old Paystar, Bill.
How much do you think that guy got paid to drive that, like the truck?
Not enough.
Not enough.
I got a buddy.
Let's pick up a GoFundMe and hey, dude, let's give you a little bonus.
I got a buddy that does this right here. I just talked to him this weekend, and he had all sorts of problems with some tires and stuff. And
I want to be one of the guys in back pushing. Come on, let's go.
Do you know these oversizes like this? That once you inspect your load, the DOT for the escort, you will inspect it also, and they can write you tickets.
Oh yeah,
if there's something wrong.
Really.
It's ridiculous.
That's the only part of the video they left us with. So,
it doesn't show him coming through that area at all. It's just
coming down that little hill, and that's all the video they posted. So, but
crazy.
Doesn't look that big. I've seen bigger loads than that.
But if you zoom in on
your belly,
yeah, you know I've seen.
I didn't say nothing about
rub it in like lotion.
1 million pounds. That's a lot of lotion.
Oh, my goodness.
So
yeah, I'm the good one today. I can't believe it.
1 million pounds. Where would I have to put my axles?
Give me time off or something.
Yeah. Do you have to slide?
Slide your seat back, driver. Three spots. You're a little heavy on the steers.
I'd have to put as much up on the steers as I could get.
Well, you notice he doesn't have a trailer that. They put a box on the back and just weighted the box.
Oh, no, yeah. He's got a weight box in the back.
All three of them do, so.
Yeah. Well, in that Jeep, it's on the front of that thing there.
Yeah, there's two guys on the trailer just driving the trailer.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But that's a little different. We've always talked about news and stuff. This simple little heavy haul. No,
some of them, I think we had pictures of that one where the guy was underneath the load driving. It was like a slammed toter. Do you remember that one where the guy rides in it?
Oh yeah. They blow beams on it. Yeah.
I'm like, and it's just gears in the back, and I'm like, no. I seen the one. There was no cab. He had on goggles and a helmet, and I'm like, you're
sitting
gonna get
in front
a rock
of
the
steering
face,
axle,
man.
And then they have to pivot. They also, when we were looking at stories, the only other story that I thought was interesting, there's like 5 million bees escaped from the truck, rolled over, hauling them all on
CDLY. I've seen that. And
they
were crawling. Yeah. Wow. The truck was laying on its side, and they were crawling all over
bees
that thing.
Everywhere. Mm. I'm like, well, who's going to be the record driver? Go up and hook that up.
Yeah, I probably have to have a beekeeper.
Not me.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
oh,
there
man,
you go,
that
would
have been a real mess with Bill's truck with his bucket.
Now the mess is always cleaned up before anybody knows.
Like, put a little vinegar in it, and all them bees would have come.
You like vinegar? Huh. Like apple cider vinegar, or just straight vinegar?
I like drinking both of them.
Oh.
Ew.
Ew.
It's good for your stomach.
Oh, that apple cider vinegar is good for you. That
delicious.
I'd take a pill for
the
that.
Malt vinegar. Do you remember getting malt vinegar, Arthur Fisher's Fish and Chips?
Yeah.
You can't even say the name of the, you know, the place I'm talking, right?
You can still get it at
Five Guys. It's long gone. Yeah. On the fries.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious. I'll just sit there drinking out of a bottle.
Look at this wreck on Facebook.
I get red wine vinegar on my sandwiches at Subway.
Oh, you're one of them uppity bitches, huh?
Well, that's the only kind they have. If they had the...
Do you hold your pinky up when you're eating or drinking?
He's the guy that asked for all that fancy water, too. Is it water in a vase or Voss?
Is that Perrier? Topo Chico?
I want it in a Voss.
Maybe I should have just said fucking
Crunch
vinegar
ice
on my sandwich.
Well, let's go this way. Hey, Bill, how much do your eggs cost?
Oh, okay.
Are you one of them?
I see. This is Bill's a hoity-toity fucker today. Okay.
You
does
buy
he get
ones
special
that
brown
are
eggs?
Free-range and organic. And
I do,
all that.
Because that makes a difference in the taste. It absolutely does.
And when you crack one open, it's golden yellow.
Yes.
Compared to a pale yellow.
Yes.
So do you believe there's more vitamins and minerals in that egg than there is in the other
I don't know. I know they taste better. That's...
All I know is growing up on a farm, and we had chickens. They say once the chicken hatched the eggs, the longer it sets, the more developed it gets, and then it eventually
I've
turns.
Cracked them open before and had half a chicken a pan.
So if you get them the first couple of days is when the yolk is the clearest.
The problem Bill has here is he says it tastes better. Well, I'm sorry. If you fry them in enough bacon grease, Bill, they taste the same. And if you ain't frying them in bacon grease, I don't want to talk to you.
I eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs, so it's...
Oh, I do too.
you end up tasting the difference a lot more pronounced.
It makes your gas smell a little different too, don't it?
It does.
What is it, Easter every week at your house?
Jeez, OP. How many eggs are we eating?
You know, I'm one of them fat guys.
I went on an egg diet here, a year or so ago, and I probably ate 100 plus eggs in a week.
So what's the stupid show where they were in prison and he ate 50 eggs and bet him he couldn't do it? Wasn't that the show where I think we have a problem with communication? The one guy. It was Redford was in the movie.
Robert Redford?
Yeah, and he had to eat the eggs, and they had a big bet he couldn't eat 50 eggs.
I can't remember what that one is. And, usually I can figure out what you're talking
and
about.
And it's the show where the guy goes,
into their stereo
now. I know, they're going right now.
It's this day. It's this.
Bill, it's just one person.
Welcome to you get old, and you can't remember shit.
Oh, all right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, more of this.
More of this.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Back to live action. I like saying that. Screw you.
It says on air right there on the screen.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But when I switch off, it is what it is. All right. So, Steve, you got a little bit here on technology.
Yeah, technology. Things have changed big time over the last time. I want to say 20 years, but it's probably been longer than that. Thanks. But anyways, do you remember the old days? I say I can, but my old days might be different from yours, depending on which age group you fall into.
Mine are older.
Yeah. I know you're 10 more than me. I'm about three or four older than Bill. Yeah. And we're 10 or 20 more than the girl. I was just thinking the other day when I started driving, having to find a payphone to check call my dispatcher twice a day.
Oh, God.
That God. Then that would consist of a calling card that you had to punch in the phone number that was only 25 digits long. And Lord forbid you messed up a number and would have to start over. All over again.
You got
to
hang up and then start over.
And then
over
you still had to dial the phone number you wanted after you put in the code. then you'd sit down to dinner at a real truck stop with a spot for professional drivers. Remember your dad you what's that?
No, I said, I seen the sign up there and I said, Dad, who sits there? And he goes, I do.
For professional drivers only, and telephones right there at the table to do your last check call of the day and call your wife and kids to see how their day went and hear about all the stuff you missed while you're gone. Yeah. Eventually, the pay phones went by the wayside. Technology moved on. Well, I'll tell you right now, if you see somebody on a pay phone, they're doing a drug deal. Or they're cheating on their wife. So there's no.
Or they're like my daughter's dad, and he just got his very first phone, and he's like 4 years older than me.
But yikes. Technology moved on. Right? Mobile phones started showing up like the bag phone. Do you remember the bag phones, Bill?
Mm-hmm. I do. I had one.
A phone that had to be plugged into a power source to use, and the phone plans, that were so high you had to get a second job to pay the phone bill. They had the roaming charges by the minute, and they'd round up the minute to the whole minute. And plans later, they had data. Shoo! Overwhelming. Then came the cell phone you could take anywhere without plugging it in. It had its own battery that could be recharged. Then texting was invented. Wow. The T9 entry method was terrible.
People were good at that, though.
My kids were so fast at that. I'm like,
R-R-R.
Oh, yeah, I'm like,
X-R-R-R-X-R-R.
As soon as I said that, you all knew what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, because I was shit at it, but I knew people that could.
Look at these thumbs. Like, I have toe thumbs for my R.
Actually, I think Malia's the generation of people that was really, really good at the T9.
Probably.
They could carry out conversations.
You forgot roaming fees on there, too.
I do. I'm not good at any technology. Roaming fees.
But as soon as we got that mastered, the T9, they came out with it. They came out with a keyboard on the phone. Wow, again. I guess over the years it has become better.
BlackBerry ruled then.
Yeah, for a while there. Mm-hmm. Now I'll wait till we get to the pictures.
I seen them.
Now we have so many ways to call people through apps and other services, it's endless. The video calling.
You can't block anyone anymore.
Oh, yeah, you can.
They just got a new gadget or a new method.
The video calling can be done through several apps. It's pretty amazing. Would you ever think you could watch your wife tuck your kids in 5 states away? Probably not 10 or 15 years ago, or maybe 20. I am grateful for the technology, but it can be counterproductive at times and dangerous. With any new technology, we have hurdles to jump. But with that said, let's be responsible with what we have, people. Safe travels and God bless. I got some pictures on here. The first one shows like the truck drivers all at the outdoor payphones. I was trying to find a good picture. The next one, when you used to go in the pilot or TA and there would be a whole wall of nothing but phones. And they'd have a full door like you'd have on your house, and it would be tinted glass. And you see drivers in there cocked against the wall, foot up on the thing with the phone in their hand. And they'd be in there for hours, sitting there talking to their girl or whatever. Then there's a picture here of some of
Nokia's.
The old phones. That's about the only bag phone I could find that had the big.
That's a car phone there.
And I'll tell you what, I think I would like to have one of them back because it has to get better reception and pull signaling better.
Wouldn't hold your breath.
All the phones there, the old Nokias, the flip phones. And there's a picture here, evolution of the phones that gives the.
Yeah, we went from great big all the way down to itty bitty. Now we're going back to great big again.
It's just a slab of glass now.
The third one. Yes. The third
sounds like you guys are telling fishing there. Stories there. Itty bitty big.
Well,
itty
you think big. About these phones. I mean, I don't want to get into a big conversation about phones, but there used to be some style,
right?
A little bit of fashion to them, but now it's just a slab of glass, no matter what kind of phone.
Third you're. One there, that Nokia. A slab that was of glass. The one
yeah.
Everybody had for the longest time.
And that's when I
started T9 texting on one of those.
Now, a lot of people don't realize these phones had texting capabilities even back then. It just wasn't a thing.
Nope.
Each
number on your phone has three letters underneath it.
Yeah.
And you'd have to push that number three times to get to the third letter.
Or one second.
Yeah. And try and spell a word like that. So it'd be 11333355556, you know. Spell one word.
People
I'd
want to
throw my phone. I'd want to give
up. Oh, I would too. But people were just so good at it that,
yeah.
I mean.
Well, and it's showing here, 1973, the first cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I guess that was the really rich people back then.
Yeah, them great big things that look like army walkie-talkies.
Well, and on Seinfeld, he had one of them that was a home phone that looked like that. So, and then there's another picture of the calling cards there that used to be able to buy at 7-Eleven and the truck stops and stuff.
I remember people would come up and want to sell you.
Sell, and you didn't know if there was money on them.
The spree card. Oh, yeah, my remember that?
And then the last picture is the one I remember the most. Sitting
there, it is.
The phone on the wall at the table at the truck stop, and you'd sit down and order your food and sit there and yeah.
So you got Pizza King here in Fort Wayne, the one down on State. You said you order your food. Yeah, you order your food off the
truck stop. That way for years.
Yeah, Porter used as a kid. He just thought it was so funny. He would just pick it up. I want more chocolate milk. Hang it up.
This top one here of the phone booths inside the building, I swear this is the, all the way up there in Angola. It's a Petro now, but it used to be a back in the day, it was a independent marathon, and it was like an orange ball, wasn't it, up there? It looked like an orange ball, but it wasn't an orange ball. But they had these kind of phone booths.
Well, so did the airport, had them like that too.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. And there was mechanical ventilation up on the top, I remember.
Oh, yeah, because you'd be stinky.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've actually seen a payphone out in public that works?
I haven't in a very long time. I've seen them,
and it's usually the phone's gone and the
house. Well, okay, so I've seen the booth or the hut.
Or if there's a phone still in it, the cord in the handset is ripped off of it. Or if it actually has everything, you go to pick it up and it's just dead. There's nothing.
Yeah, some restaurants have them in for just decorative pieces, but
that's about it.
Yeah,
I think they're at the end. The phone companies themselves got out of the business, and it was like
Ma Bell.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
Now hold on. Remember using a phone and it says it stop your call. Please deposit another $1.25 if you'd like to continue. And I just keep talking as they're saying it. I didn't put no more money. Or you get done and it says you still owe a dollar. No, I don't. Click.
Man. So technology and how it's evolved. You know, that brings
I always wanted one of them.
What's the best phone booth story you ever heard?
Naked or clothed?
The one I go with the Bambalance.
Bambalance.
Bambalance. Yeah. What's your name? Joe. Yeah.
I got my mother there. Beat me.
Dog's biting me underneath the phone booth here, and I don't know who gets the deer, the dog or me. Yep.
Try to tell him to go to Sycamore Street. Need a Bambalance.
I just Sycamore drop him Street. Off over an elm. Sycamore. Spell that.
Damn dog biting my ankles.
Hey, Dave, all this technology talk, you know what it makes me think of?
Yeah.
Gina wants to know when you're going to come and get it out. Get your, what is it, the appointment
a cleansing.
Yes.
Cleansing. I'll get it out.
A rear cleansing.
Yes.
See, technology's come so far. You can actually get your there's a name for it. Like colonic. Your colonic lady wants to know when you're going to make your appointment. So I'm going to change your photo. I'm going to change the caption to your guys' photo.
You need to be there.
Let's schedule Dave's colonic appointment.
Well, I think everybody ought to go out there and get their. By the way, I did learn this. They don't do the finger no more for the prostate exam because they say they don't really work as well.
Should we ask Gina if there's a finger involved? Or
that was really only one guy, and he was a sexual predator.
I want you there, Malia. I want a picture of his face when it's inserted.
Well, the last time I went and had a prostate exam, he had both hands on my shoulders and he's still doing the exam. And I'm like, wait a minute.
No, we need to be there with cameras and microphones.
I know. Yeah.
And we do. So we got to get it scheduled. I'll post it.
I want to see the surprise look on his face, Bill.
Episode 104 is going to be a good one, folks.
Well, this weekend would have been perfect because Steve's in town. When are you going to be
Let's
back?
Let's go, get him there.
Let's go. Tell her to get the bed ready. Colonic caller. Want me to tell her get the bed ready?
Hope we can do it on a Sunday.
I don't know, man. You might want
to. You can have Monday off. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sorry, Brett. I can't come in. I had a tube in my butt.
By the way, we're going to do a little callback, which even fit this. The movie's called Cool Hand Luke.
He's been looking up that movie the whole damn time.
No, not right afterwards, but I just waited to say it till because that way it'll smell better. So I get some eggs, we'll go eat some eggs. We can go to then get the colonic.
No, when you know you're going for a colonic, you need to eat like 3 bowls of chili.
But see, beans don't affect me that.
No, but it don't matter. It's coming out of you.
Oh, well, that's true.
Get you some chili, some eggs, some pickled eggs. Some
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, yeah. Boy, that'd be an aroma.
She's going to charge me double for this appointment. You got your gift card still.
She's going to rue the day she ever met you.
This was my birthday gift to myself.
Don't you ever bring these fat bastards in here again.
What happens when you piss around with fat truckers?
Yeah.
She's going to go, when'd you eat a squirrel?
That ain't no squirrel, baby. I got more for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we lost Malia. She.
I'm trying not to die laughing in the mic. Like everybody's going to be like, that's so loud.
Oh, Lord. All right. What else we got? Technology, though. Let me tell you what. I don't.
Back to that.
I'm okay. So I'm I don't look back with any on the old days with any kind of romanticism, because I don't miss the days of the family not knowing where I'm at, when I'm coming home. And I didn't always have enough money for a phone card because they weren't cheap.
No.
Relative to what we made in those days.
But everybody gets a kick out of, like, oh, I miss the old days. It was so much
horse
better.
Shit.
I mean,
when you were broke down along the highway and you had to walk to somebody's house to make a phone call or get on the CB.
Well, I remember
CB.
Working with guys that their wives were pregnant and they were on the road. And
they'd
have to try and check once, you know, a couple times a day if they need to come home or not. You know, it wasn't instantaneous like when you had a cell phone now where they can say, hey, turn around and start heading home. She went to the hospital, you know.
Yeah.
I remember quite a few guys having.
I never had a boss act, but he'd say, here, I'm getting it delivered. You got to go home when you're done.
Well, that was exactly what happened to me. Yeah. I was out in North Carolina doing a Walmart load. And when Dylan was, the first wife was pregnant with Dylan. And we didn't even have satellites in those days. We had the check-in call, and that's when you had like a voicemail box where you would listen to your own voicemail box, and that's how they would get information to you. It was a freaking nightmare. And I find out a day later that the wife's in the hospital. We need to talk about getting the load repowered and all that crap. And then, it could take a day and a half for something like that to get the ball rolling to where they could start getting you back home in those days. Whereas nowadays, I would have known in real time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She would have been grabbing your cheeks through the phone, mm-hmm. going, you did this to me!
Oh, God.
Okay. Your boss would be calling you and be like, I see you. I see you texting your wife.
Bill's days of having babies are over.
No, Bill's wife or Bill's boss calls and says, hey, Bill, would you put tape over the lens while you're using the bucket?
You know what? That's what you get. That's what you get.
Sounds honestly. Like Bill needs to go see Gina for an appointment, too.
You know what? I've been sitting here cleaning my colon the whole time we've been talking. I've had to mute the microphone several times.
And what are you two doing down there? I can see
nothing.
You
I'm waiting. Wait till the end. I got a closer here.
Let's hear the closer.
No, we're not closing yet, are we?
We're getting there.
I'm sitting here looking at the bees on CBLY.
No, he's looking up Cool Hand Luke and trying to find.
I don't believe you two. Share your screen. I don't believe you.
The problem is we both got separate laptops and we're not using that for, I can't share what we're looking at.
I bet you can't share.
I'll share it. I don't care.
I'm teasing.
I ain't sharing nothing.
Just a little belly juice. My God. You can't get a good reach around.
So, question for you, Dave. I keep seeing on Facebook and everything, stay content or keep watching something big coming and everything. Are you able to say anything yet or not?
Yes and no.
So probably no. Okay.
Yeah. We're not quite there yet, but.
Well, I keep seeing all the things. I'm like, I wonder what he's talking about.
Yeah. I'm throwing it out there. Hope everybody are enjoying.
Trying to hook them. You know?
Hope everybody's enjoying a little bit of the TikToks we're doing and we're just trying to mix it up, get people to stop by, check us out. Cause I think one of them says stop by and check it out. But, we're starting to get a lot of comments. Our TikTok is blowing up pretty good. Is it?
Well,
we're doing real well on that.
Anything negative yet? Bill loves the negative stuff.
Not much. No.
Fuck you.
I better ramp it up then. I better ramp it up on my female comments. I'm just kidding.
The show when we did the live date. Well, we got the number to text in. I was trying to be the first one. I said, you guys suck.
And we do. You can still text the show anytime, you know. What's the number?
Well,
somebody wants to text the show.
Is it that number?
Right there.
Hey, it's 260-300-0342.
Leave a message.
That is 260-300-0342.
So. Now, consider the personality type that is going to use old-fashioned type means to get a hold of a podcast instead of commenting on the Facebook or whatever. Guys.
You know, they're driving down the road, and it's like, you know what? I'm going to text them, guys, and let them know something.
While they're driving.
No, I got no panties on.
And, yeah, what's the problem?
Yeah.
So
we like it that way.
I wonder whatever happened to that guy, Bill.
I think they got him.
You don't know.
Panties and all.
All I know is I heard four guys got busted for stealing trailers in Arizona this week, and they were stealing what's the drinks, everybody, the energy drinks. They were stealing trailer loads of energy drinks.
Like what, Celsius?
Red Bull and Lightning and all that.
Mm.
I think these guys have been involved in several. And it was four guys in a gold Kenworth. So
why did it seems like that'd be easy to track down.
That's kind of what I was thinking. That's kind of
all I know is, even though me and Dave's in the same room, I asked him to put pants on.
Oh my Lord.
He comes in the house
sitting here. If he gets up, his ass cheeks are going to smack.
He comes in the house and goes, "Are you?"
I go, "That's why I told you good luck with that when you said you was going over to Dave's house."
It is free ball on Friday.
he's ready for his appointment. Let's get you over to Gina.
It don't smell like it. I think he's okay right now.
All my jeans are in the dryer. I had to wash everything. They weren't ready yet.
I had to throw mine in the dryer.
To get them dry in the dryer.
I had a pair. I had to buy a new pair of boots.
Okay.
And socks at Walmart. My other boots, at least my son-in-law has one of them boot dryers. Put my boots on it.
Oh, nice. Night.
Oh, yeah, upside down. Yeah.
The insides are dry.
Yeah. Outside's still a little
damp. It's still a little damp, yeah.
And they're going to look like road salt, like a hat when you sweat it out.
Oh, man, it's...
So are those boots made for walking? Is that
not made for riding.
Is that just what they'll do?
I should have thought ahead, and the pair I bought the spray to seal them. I should have sprayed the other pair because... I got drenched on the way up, stopped at a Jersey Mike's, went in, got a sandwich. I'm sitting there on the taller chair, my feet on the bar, and I keep hearing something go drip, drip.
You don't have lowers.
My
on
boots
yours?
Was running. The water was leaking out of the boots on the floor. They had to come out and mop the floor. There was a puddle on the floor. The water came out.
It wasn't from his boots. He had to pee. I'm already wet.
Don't
ever
take rain pants off. Hell no.
It's not that where does you're not sound to leave pleasant. Your load. That's not where you're supposed to leave.
$100,000 pickup truck.
I had to stop at the Loves down there in Kentucky at the 136 and buy a Buffalo yellow raincoat that says Cincinnati Bengals on it. For $40, okay? And it's maybe $20.
You could have went Skyline Chilling, got you a chili coat.
but it was worth it when I needed it, so.
Hey, I can't believe you left without rain gear.
No, dummy me. I was going to order some, but I just don't trust what size to get.
Order Frog.
I bought Frog at Frog. Walmart.
Of course, Frogger Dave.
I had to take a razor blade and cut underneath the arm down and took Gorilla Tape and made two panels.
For 2X?
To make it big enough to...
Well, see, a rain gear, don't give a shit if it's five times as big.
Order I know.
7X. See, and you wonder why I eat your cheesecake. I'm just helping you out.
I'm on vacation this weekend, girl. Bill,
what are you doing this week?
He looks frozen sitting there. He's like, what are you doing?
He's waiting on his turn. He's being polite. What are you doing this week? You got any big week? Oh, wait a minute. You already told me. Yeah,
Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Yeah.
You're going to Alabama.
Get me some shrimp while you down there. Some shrimp gumbo.
Hey, shrimp stew, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp sandwiches. I know everything they used to know about shrimp business.
You're right.
Before I got drafted. Well, all right. That's our show, kids.
Okay. Hey, I just want to let you know, Bill, that I was blessed with a 9-inch penis. But that priest is in jail now.
Hey.
So when you're born and they trim that little thing.
There's always another.
You guys, well, one last question on my post. Do you boys believe in Jesus Christ?
Well, of course we do.
All right.
I mean,
how about you, Steve?
Sure.
How about you, Bill?
So where's this question coming from?
From my post.
Your post.
Yeah, what's I posted that? A picture.
On Facebook. Morning.
I posted, good morning. I'm going to be chatting with the boys. Does anyone have any questions I can ask them?
So who asked this question?
Carmen Wright.
Carbon Right. Okay.
Yep, out of Mississippi. Gina already hit you guys up with the call, the Dave's appointment.
See, that's why she brought it up. Somebody reminded her.
Mm-hmm. Well, she asked me.
She yeah, they don't interact with us, Bill, but they will her. That's why we put a girl on the show.
I'm waiting on your answer, Bill. Did I just get you?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't care much for these questions, but because it's always a loaded question, because it, no matter how Jesus you are, it's not Jesus enough for them. So I don't know. Yeah. Do I believe he existed? I choose to believe that he existed. And I should leave it at that, but I'm not going to.
Because he's going to give his truth. Here he goes.
Well, it's the religion part that we've turned it into be, is what.
Yeah, it's the interpretation that people have weaponized against each other.
Yeah, there are people who do that, but they do that with everything. You know, it's kind of like the mask. See how I brought that
whole
I brought it right back around.
You know what I mean? And so
I got a question for you.
Yeah,
what's that?
Tell me any war that wasn't started because of religion.
Thank you. Or women.
You ain't going to come up with one.
You're not. And they were all sanctioned by the church.
Yes. Yes.
I thought when we went to Iraq, it was over oil, not religion.
Still religion.
No, there's religion in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can hand a homeless person $5 and think they're going to go eat and they're going to go buy liquor. It's not what it doesn't mean you stop believing in giving.
I got pissed off 2 weeks ago. I went to Aldi's and I put my quarter in, went in and shopped. And then when I come out, I put it beside the other carts, being nice. And some guy pulls up, puts his cart in, takes his quarter, grabs mine, puts it in, takes a quarter. Pockets them both. And I'm like, you rotten bastard.
That's why I use my house key.
Yeah, but I was leaving it out just so somebody that didn't have a quarter, I was paying it forward. And he took, and then Mike.
Call him out on it?
I bit my lip and I'm like, maybe he does. He could have
just I can't believe Dave didn't call him out on that.
I know. It was so hard. I'm telling you. He was
trying to walk like Mike's Jesus. Going,
what is this?
He's like, I'll let it go.
He must have been completely off guard.
I was pissed and I'm like,
whoa, did you flip a table?
He was almost going to drive over the curb.
Yeah, I'm like,
through the grass.
I'm
going to
run
lot.
You up against the wall. I'm just backing out of my parking spot and I see him. Do that. And I'm like, you mother, some lady come up here with three kids, don't have a quarter, and you but it could have been him. Maybe he did need it. You don't know. So
all right,
he's
kids.
Got that frozen look down. There's so many times I look at you and I think you're frozen.
Who?
There. Bill.
He's just being
because he's really pale.
If I move too much, I sweat. So I actively sit still.
You got a fan underneath the desk blowing up.
This chair is completely mesh, bottom and top. That way I got all the air.
He breezes.
Yeah.
So you can fart and it gets right out of there.
It goes straight down.
Yeah. You got a dog, do you?
No. That's just another mouth to feed.
Well, if you get enough of them, you can eat them. I mean.
Hey.
Maya kicked the dog for you. All right, Bill, wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll be back in a week. We're going to. So look here.
Here's
the mandate. We are going to start live streaming every episode. That is the plan. Eventually, I got to build another computer because we're going to start. I can't believe I'm committing myself to this right here on Main Street, but. We're going to start live streaming Facebook and TikTok simultaneously.
And YouTube.
Well, you're
working on it.
I'm not sure about YouTube. I need to teach these guys how to do that too, because that would require three computers at the same time. And
that would be a three way.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, it's three Leave fat it truckers. I think we can
two
do
in
it.
The pink, one in the stink. So
that's like eating the Neapolitan ice cream.
I'm gonna teach Malia how to live stream, and then, among other things, we're gonna be back next week.
How to live stream? This could be interesting.
There's gonna be blood. She does technology. In her. There's gonna
get
be
plenty
blood.
Of maxi pads. Oh my God, we'll be all set.
No, but we will. We will at least by next week. be streaming. We're going to start streaming live every Saturday at 7 p.m. That is our commitment to you, our audience.
And you can try and live chat with us through the text message at 260-300-0342. Did we get any text messages today, Bill?
No, I haven't looked yet.
Or day? I think you should look.
Okay. It'll just be a bad mouth from you, I have a
feeling. I bet it's from Steve.
I think it says you guys still suck.
It's either we suck or we're going to get that passive aggressive. We'll be praying for you.
Yeah. Knock it off. You're so funny. We'll I am now, damn it. I'm going to drop to my knees in my hot shower and I'm going to be praying for you, Bill. Breakfast Bill. I'll be playing somebody praying in the background.
No, Bill, it won't be that noise. It'll be bzzz.
You scream my name while you're doing that all you want.
I wish I had a kazoo.
All right, kids. Yeah,
bless your heart.
I'll bless your heart. And you just must smack the dog piss out of somebody when they say that.
Well,
tissues on. I'm going to order for the the trucks. I'm going to get tissues that say God bless.
Don't forget the other one, Bill. Isn't that special?
Isn't that special? Oh, who remembers that one?
I don't really think they're saying you're special, though.
Yeah, they are.
Special in a special ed kind of way.
Somebody's got to drive the short bus.
They do.
I'm so glad Carmen.
Ooh, they let them drive them now?
Yeah, because I drive. Welcome aboard.
Okay, kind. Who wants to go here?
You just got to get the helmet that don't have the bar in the front so you can still
reach they let me try
window to lick it.
Oh, yeah. My.
Long as you don't say faggot, you're safe.
Yeah.
So he says it.
You can't say faggot, retard.
Right.
Handy capable.
All right.
Not acceptable.
Now we're going to get text.
8 mail.
Now we're going to get people praying for us.
Okay.
Moving on.
Dead puppies.
Nobody cares about that.
Go down the list of all that bad stuff and we'll get people calling.
Stay away from picking on kittens and you'll be okay.
All right, kids. We'll be back next week at 7 p.m. Be there and be square. Until then, I'm Bill.
And this is your buddy Dave on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, X, everywhere.
Smash that like button.
That's right.
And I'm Malia.
And I'm Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
See you, folks.
Thank you.